China's central government's criticized the U.S. sanctions related to Hong Kong. The U.S. sanctions target heads of Chinese central government agencies responsible for Hong Kong affairs and officials of the Special Administrative Region government. The Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office of the State Council says the move is nothing but an hysterical outburst of hegemonism after these U.S. politicians failed in their attempts to manipulate Hong Kong affairs. The office also says the U.S. administration and some politicians in the country are using sanctions to cover up their own botched response to COVID-19, the economy, and other domestic problems. In response to the U.S. sanctions, Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam and other officials of the Special Administrative Region government have said they are not intimidated and will do their best to serve the country and the city. Experts say wide-scale nucleic acid testing in Hong Kong is necessary for the timely quarantine and treatment in the COVID-19 pandemic. Eliza Chan's a lawyer and a senior advisor to Deloitte.
Citywide testing is the best and ultimate way to curb Hong Kong's outbreak of COVID-19. As many infectious disease experts have pointed out, massive nucleic acid testing is necessary for more timely quarantine and treatment of people who are infected.
The mainland has sent medical teams to assist Hong Kong in carrying out free nucleic acid testing for all residents and in building temporary hospitals to treat infected people. Beijing's offering 2.8 million coupons in the latest move to spur spending and the recovery from the COVID-19 blow. The Beijing Municipal Commerce Bureau says the coupons are available on the JD.com app. 2 million coupons can be used at participating restaurants and retailers in Beijing, and 800,000 coupons can buy products equipped with smart technologies. The Bureau says, compared with previous coupons issued by authorities in Beijing, the new ones will offer higher discounts and can be used at more retailers. The international community's pledged timely and sufficient aid for the Lebanese people following the explosions at the Beirut port last week. The pledge came as part of a UN-backed virtual conference hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron. Representatives from Britain, Qatar, the United States, the European Union, China, the World Bank, and others joined the event. Deputy UN Chief Amina Mohammed called for a focus on four sectors to help Lebanon, including health, food, schools, and buildings. The port explosions in the Lebanese capital killed nearly 160 people and injured more than 6,000, destroying parts of the city. More than 250,000 people were left homeless after the blast. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell has voiced concern over the resumed energy exploration activities in the eastern Mediterranean by Turkey. Borrell says the latest naval mobilizations in the eastern Mediterranean are extremely worrying. The senior EU official also says he'll try to reestablish a dialogue and facilitate re-engagement. The Turkish move came one day after Egyptian and Greek foreign ministers signed an agreement on the demarcation of the maritime border between the two countries and the setting up of an exclusive economic zone between them in the Mediterranean Sea. A Russian Su-27 fighter jet was scrambled over the Black Sea on Sunday to intercept a U.S. Navy reconnaissance aircraft. The Russian Defense Ministry says they intercepted a U.S. Navy Ares radio reconnaissance aircraft. After the U.S. plane turned away from the Russian border, the Russian fighter safely returned to its airfield. A 17-year-old boy has died and 19 other people were injured after a shootout during a street party in Washington, D.C. This took place while Washington, D.C. is under limited COVID-19 stay-at-home measures during its phased reopening, including a ban on public gatherings of more than 50 people. Police Chief Peter Newsham says hundreds of people had gathered for the neighborhood party when the shooting happened. North Carolina's been hit by its most powerful earthquake in more than 100 years. The U.S. National Weather Service says the 5.1 magnitude trembler struck early Sunday morning following a much smaller quake several hours earlier.
So I was really startled. It was small, thank God. Nothing happened to our house. Nothing broke. Even our kids didn't even really feel it. They were dead asleep.
The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake's epicenter was about 4 kilometers southeast of Sparta, just south of the Virginia-North Carolina border.